弟兄姊妹，今天我要跟你们谈谈这个掰饼聚会的事情。
Now this afternoon, I'd like to consider with you about the breaking of the bread.
这个聚会有些人称为圣餐，有些人称为主餐。
And some churches call this Lord's Supper or the Last Supper or Eucharist.
已经有几位弟兄姊妹问过我，说长老，我们什么时候开始有圣餐？
And more than once, people ask me, when are we going to have a Lord's Supper?
等到我讲完这个之后，我们就可以有圣餐。
And my answer is that after I give this sermon, we will have breaking the bread right away.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里面，无论做一件什么事情，都要知道为什么我要做这个事情。
So my emphasis is that whatever we do in the church,We must have a reason behind for doing such thing.
为什么我要这样来做这个事情？
And why we do the things we do?
因为我们的神是一个很特别的一位神。
Because our God is a special God.
假如我们做事情不按照他的心意，他是不喜欢的。
And if we do things out of his will, then he will not be pleased.
请弟兄姊妹们翻到马太福音26章。
Let us turn first of all to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章，我读26节到29节。
Verses 26 to 29.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就掰开递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来祝谢了。递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。”他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。
Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it.And gave to the disciples and said, Take ye, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many of you for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I shall not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new from you.In my Father's kingdom.
再请翻到《使徒行传》2章。
And then to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章41节。
Acts 2:41.
这是我们上一次读过的啊。
We read this passage last week.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷。
So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added to that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and prayers.
最后，请大家翻到哥林多前书11章。
And then finally, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书11章，从23节到29节。
Reading from verses 23 to 29.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说。这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed to you, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink of it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drink of the cup. Anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord and eats and drinks judgment on himself.
Let us pray.
主，愿你的圣灵亲自教导我们。Lord, we ask that your Spirit personally teach us.
让我们欢喜快乐地领受你的教训。
And that we may receive your word in joy.
我们这样的祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次我跟弟兄姊妹们讲到敬礼的事。
Last week we talked about Christian baptism.
今天我们要讲圣餐。
And today we'd like to talk about Lord's Supper.
我上次说，这两个礼仪是主在福音书里头命令他的门徒的。
And we say that these are the true ordinances that the Lord Jesus Christ himself specifically says so in his Gospels.
也是使徒们所遵循的。
And also they were practiced by the apostles.
而且是新约书信所加以说明的。
And also they were further clarified in the New Testament books.
那我们刚才读的那三段就是符合这样子的要求。
And these three passages we read accordingly obey what the Lord Jesus commanded.
除掉了敬礼跟圣餐之外，你找不到其他的事情是这样子圣经这样子来教导的。
And besides these two ordinances, baptism and Lord's Supper, there are no other ritual ceremonies are to be obeyed as the Lord's command.
历代以来，不少的信徒对掰饼的聚会有一种神奇的看法。
And throughout history, people have a very mystical view of the breaking the bread ceremony.
认为这个聚会里头的饼跟葡萄汁能够带给我们祝福。
And thinking that the bread or grape wine can bring blessing to us.
甚至于认为吃这个饼喝这个杯，真正的让主的血跟肉成为我们的血肉。
And furthermore, people also think that eating the bread and drinking the grape juice can cause that become the true body, the blood of Jesus Christ.
因此能够得到主的能力跟主的祝福。
And furthermore, hoping that they would get receive God's power, Lord's power from drinking and eating these substances.
不少的信徒平常不到教会来聚会。
And some Christians do not come to church ordinarily.
可是，一到了圣餐的礼拜，他就来了。
But when is on the Lord's Supper, they will come for sure.
因为这个福气。他不要把它失去。
Because it is thought that they do not want to escape or pass on this opportunity.
有一些的教会，每一个星期的聚会，他都掰饼。
And some churches have the breaking the bread every Sunday.
因此上，那些教会的信徒们每一个星期都去教会。
And therefore, those members in that church go to church every Sunday.
实际上，我想我们这个教会也应该每个星期要有圣餐。
And if that is true, then we ought to have a breaking the bread every Sunday.
那么这些信徒这样子的相信是为着什么呢？
And what is the purpose of behind that kind of a practice?
这样子的一种相信是合乎圣经的真理吗？
Is that the regular practice of Lord's Supper biblical?
我相信他们之所以有这样子的观念，是因为约翰福音里面的一段的教训。
And some believe that the regular practice of Lord's Supper because it's according to teaching of St. John.
我们现在看看约翰福音第六章。
Well, we can turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章，我读53节到56节。
Verses 53 and 56。
约翰福音第六章53节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人，常在我里面，我也常在他里面。”
Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him."
当主耶稣基督说这些话的人，犹太人不能接受。
Now when Jesus said these words, the Jews did not receive this.
因为对于一个犹太人来说，吃这个带血的肉是一件违法的事情。
Because for the Jews to eat meat with flesh and it's prohibited.
现在主耶稣说要喝他的血，这个简直对犹太人来讲是不可思议的一件事情。
And first of all, Jesus said, "Drink my blood." To the Jews, that's impossible.
我相信今天我们听到这个也觉得有点古怪。
Now, after 2,000 years of reading this to ourselves, it may also seem strange.
是不是主耶稣基督真正的要人来吃他的肉，喝他的血？
Does Jesus mean that really, literally, you eat his blood, drink his blood, eat his body?
我相信这个是主耶稣绝对不没有这个意思。
And this is not true according to Jesus.
我们等一下就看到主耶稣讲这个话绝对不是这个意思。
And we'll see later on, this is not what Jesus meant.
但是有许许多多的人就觉得我们在圣餐里的那个饼，在喝的那个葡萄汁，就是讲吃他的肉，喝他的血。
And some certain churches believe that the bread represents true body, and then the drink represents the true blood of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我上次讲了，我们读圣经要十分的小心。
And I said before that we ought to be very carefully examining the scriptures.
我们每一个人读经的时候要记得一件事情。
We have to recognize one thing when we read the Bible.
假如圣经里头我们读起来觉得有不合理的事情，
whenever we seem to run into contradictions in the Bible,
好像是不近人情的一些事情，
it seems that something maybe was not rational enough.
在这个时候，我们就知道这个绝对不可能是神的教训。
And then we know that that kind of irrationality is not the true teaching of the God.
最低限度，我们要小心的来研究到底这个里边的教训的中心是什么。
And that's why when we have to carefully analyze what is God's teaching in this particular passage.
100次里头有99次不是圣经的问题。
And 99 out of 100 times is not the biblical problem.
就是说，不是说是圣经里的真正教一些我们难懂的东西。
It's not that the Bible confuses us, deliberately confuses us so that we do not understand God's word.
问题是我们没有把圣经读懂。
And more often is that we did not clearly, precisely understand.What the Bible has said.
因此上，当我们读到这一段圣经的时候，我们就要好好的来读。
And like this passage in John 6, we have to really take hold carefully what it says in content.
许多时候，弟兄姊妹们不需要去找太多的参考书。
And a lot of times we do not need to go into a lot of reference books.
许多时候，我们把上文、下文来读一读，我们就会发现这里到底讲的是什么。
And more often, you can find out the context of the Bible by reading what is going before and what is going on after that particular passage.
我们现在请看第四十节。
Well, if you look at verse 40 in the chapter 6 of John's Gospel,
第四十节，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
And he says, for this is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意五十四节里的讲，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在四十节里的说，见子而信的人得永生。
Well, in verse 55 it says, those who in my body and drink my blood will have eternal life. And verse 40 it says, those who see the Son of God shall have eternal life. You believe, see the Son of God have eternal life.
所以吃主的肉喝主的血就是信耶稣。
So in other words, in clear cut is that those who drink and eat the body and blood of Christ is the one who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and His word.
让主耶稣成为你身体里面的一部分。
And that is to let Jesus Christ be part of your life.
什么叫做信耶稣？
What does it mean to believe?
信耶稣就是让主耶稣基督进入到你的生命里头，做你的主。
And to believe on Lord Jesus Christ is let Jesus Christ be the master of your life, rule your life.
所以当主耶稣对这些门徒们说，对这些犹太人讲说，你假如要得永生，你就要吃我的肉，喝我的血，就是说你要把我请到你的身体里面去。
And what Jesus had in mind by saying drink his blood, his body, is that the Jews ought to believe in him and receive into their hearts.
我们再看第六十三节。
Well, now let's go down to John 6:63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit that gives life, and the flesh is no avail. The word that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
让我们能够活着的是神的灵。
So whatever it is spirit of God that causes us to live.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
And his word is his spirit and his life.
因此上，吃主的肉，喝主的血，就是接受耶稣基督的话。
And again, those who eat his body, drink his blood are those who receive his word.
这里明明讲的肉体是无益的，所以他不可能说是把他的肉深深的吞下去，那个对他是没有好处的。
So therefore, it says verse 63, the flesh is no avail, so you cannot eat the flesh to get pain benefit, but rather the spirit.
因此上，弟兄姊妹们，我们不能够用约翰福音第六章的来说啊，这个这里很明显的告诉我们，那个饼那个葡萄汁就会变成主耶稣基督的肉，变成主耶稣基督的血。
So therefore, we cannot say that the blood and the body of Christ can become truly the body of Christ and blood of Christ.
那么我们在这个圣餐的这个聚会里头，到底是有什么意义？
Now, what is the real significance of the Lord's Supper, especially those substances, the elements?
弟兄姊妹们，刚才哥林多前书十一章呢，你很清楚的解释给我们听。
Now, the First Corinthians chapter 11 has very clearly said, has taught us.
在二十四节里的说，他掰开了这个饼，他说：“这是我的身体，这是代表我的身体，为你们舍，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And it says that when he had broken and he has given thanks and broke, he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
下面二十五节，他说：“这个杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And again in verse 25 says, the cup also, in order to remember him.
所以很明显的，我们可以肯定的说，这个圣餐的意义就是要门徒常常来纪念他。
And very clearly, the purpose of communion, the Lord's Supper, is to for the disciple Jesus to remember him.
让我们有机会来思想他是谁。
And likewise, for us to remember and meditate who Jesus Christ is.
让我们来明白他死的意义是什么。
And also to understand the purpose for his death on the cross.
让我们从他的死的里头能够领会到神的爱。
And also through his death and resurrection to know the love of God.
让我们能够知道，今天我们信了主耶稣基督之后，我们成为何等样的人。
And likewise for us to know what kind of person we have become after receiving Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，他的死在我们身上成就了什么大样子的工作。
And in truth, what has the Lord Jesus Christ done to us after we have accepted him?
他的复活对我们又有一个什么意义？
And what is this resurrection has to do with us? What do you mean that they have for us?
并且我们再一次被提醒，他还要荣耀的再来。
And again reminds that he will come again in glory in one day.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是我们在圣餐的聚会里头所该思想的。
And these are the things we ought to be meditating on when we have Lord's Supper.
借着这个纪念主的聚会，
And in this, memorial service of the Lord,
我们可以在圣灵的光照之下，
And under guidance of the Holy Spirit,
可以更进深一步的认识我们的主，
And we can once more deeply know our Lord once again.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很少在主的话语上去思想。
And a lot of times, you know, we do not pay that much attention to the Lord's word.
我们听到的时候，也没有机会让我们来这个有深的思想的。
And even though when we are listening to sermons, we do not have opportunity to deeply get involved with the scriptures.
但是在圣餐的礼拜的时候，我们应该要有机会能够集中心思在主的身上，好好的思想。
But in the Lord's Supper or breaking the bread service, we can have a period of time to specifically spend to know Lord and meditate upon Him.
让我们对这位主有一个更深的认识。
And then we can deeply meditate on the Lord Jesus Christ Himself at that the service.
让我们在这段时间里头跟这个主有甜蜜的交通。
And in the particular service, we have a sweet service, sweet relationship with Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们啊常常最欠缺的一件事情，就是跟我们的主有甜蜜的交通。
And we always kind of a very kind of casual feeling about we have a special sweet relation with the Lord.
我要问弟兄姊妹们一个问题。
Now let me ask this:
有多少人，有多少次，你一个人在房间里头想起？你跟主的这个甜蜜的关系，哈哈大笑。
And how many of us would meditate on the Lord's relationship with us in the private room? We would break out laughing.
对不对？我们常常跑到这个大众的聚会来唱歌，唱诗歌了，或者说大家在一起谈了，但是很少在这个跟主有一个亲密的一个交通。真正的那个欣赏我与主中间的那个纯真的爱情。
And we have public meeting like this with the Lord Jesus Christ, but how often do we have personal commitment, intimacy, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself?
在纪念主的聚会里头，我们有这么一个宝贵的机会。
But in the memorial service of the Lord, in the breaking of bread, we have the opportunity to spend time with the Lord.
在这个聚会里头，我们也可以对主有更多的感谢，更多的赞美。
And in this particular service, we have more opportunity to praise and thank the Lord.
平常我们的祷告都是求主赐福。
A lot of times our prayers are kind of a blessing upon certain things and all of us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们到主的面前来，有多少次没有向主要求过任何的事物的。
And how most of our prayers are rendering or petitioning to the Lord the things we need.
只是为着我心里面有种喜乐，有种爱慕，我到神的面前来祷告。我说主，我感谢你，我赞美你，你这么爱我，你对我这么好。
And a lot of times our prayer is that praising and thanking the Lord how good He has been to us. Therefore, we render our thanks, return our thanks and praise.
当我们心里真正高兴的时候，我们去做一些其他的事情，我们很少在主的面前感谢赞美。
But then when we have a joy in our heart, sometimes we do something else. Seldom we come to Him and praise and honor Him.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢赞美是我们对主的真正的敬拜。
Rather, praise and thanksgiving is a true rendering of worship to the Lord.
因此上，我们就知道我们很少有时候敬拜主。
And that's why we know that we seldom truly worship the Lord in that sense of the word.
真正的敬拜是主所喜悦的。
And the true worship, the Lord is being pleased.
约翰福音第四章里头，主耶稣基督告诉我们，神在寻找这样子的人来敬拜。
And John 4 tells us that the Lord searches this kind of person who worship Him is very in truth.
这个纪念主的聚会也能够加强弟兄姊妹们那个身体的意识。
And this kind of memorial service will increase the body life of the brothers and sisters.
当我们大家聚集在一起在主的面前掰饼啊，这个饮杯的时候，我们就更啊体会到我们是一个身体。
And then when we have a breaking the bread together, we can realize that we are a one body of Christ.
我们都是属于主的。
We all belong to the Lord.
因此对信徒来说，掰饼聚会是所有聚会里头最宝贵也最甜蜜的一种聚会。
So for the Christians, the breaking the bread service is one of the most sweetest and most treasured services we can have.
也应该是我们最喜欢参加的。
And this is the service we want to go to the most.
我们喜欢参加，弟兄姊妹们，不是因为我们到这里来得福气。
And we want to come to the service not just we want to have certain kind of blessing.
从耶稣那里又得一点能力。
And thinking that we might have a special power from the Lord.
我们喜欢这个聚会，因为。我们是按照主的心意来聚会。
Or rather, we come to the Lord's servers the table that because we obey the Lord's commands.
这个聚会的宗旨是纪念主。
And the purpose of this meeting or the service is to remember the body of Christ.
因此上，我们在这个聚会里头应该尽量的减少人的那个成分。
And therefore, in those kind of breaking bread, that we minimize the human elements in that service.
我们觉得由一个人来主持这个聚会是不美的。
And then that is to say, to have one person to be in charge of that meeting, would not be a good idea.
假如说是一个人来主持，所有大家的注意力就在那个人的身上。
Because if one person takes in charge, everybody focuses will be on that person.
而我们真正的注意力应该集中在耶稣基督的身上。
But rather our central focus should be on the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
因此上，我们要尽量的减少这个有人主持的这一种的啊，这个成分。
And then we want to minimize the human organization aspect of this breaking the bread.
因此上，我们所选的诗歌也都是关于主自己的诗歌。
And the songs we select are those songs that belong to Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说，这些诗歌都是赞美主、感谢主、描述主是怎么样子的一位救主、怎么样子的一位神这类的诗歌。
Such song as the show the lordship of Christ, His deity, His glory and His honor. All these things speak about Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到神的荣耀，讲到神的尊贵，讲到神的创造，讲到神的这个拯救，讲到神的爱，讲到神的公义，这些是我们该唱的。
And the song such as the love of God, the creation of God, the glory of God, the honor. And all these kind of praise songs we have to sing in our services.
我们不需要不应该在这个地方唱我的灯需要油了或者我们都是这个基督的精兵了这些不是在这个聚会里的该唱的。
So we do not need to say our Christian soldiers, those kind of type of songs in that Lord's Supper.
唱那个诗歌的时候是跟魔鬼打仗的不是在神的面前敬拜神的诗歌。
And because those songs are like in a battle against Satan, but not in that situation.
我们所做的祷告也是赞美跟感谢的祷告。
But again, our prayer should be one of praise and honor and thanksgiving.
我们平常在祷告里的跟神要的太多。
Because more often in our prayers, we want so much from the Lord.
在这个短短的聚会里头，我们盼望不在神的面前来跟神要什么。
So in the Lord's Supper, we do not want something from the Lord.
我要把我们的心奉献给主。
Or rather, giving our heart to Him.
把我们的赞美奉献给主。
Render our praises to Lord.
把我们的感谢奉献给主
offering our thanks to him
所以我们的祷告也应该是感谢赞美的祷告
and again our prayer should be one of the praise and thanksgiving
那么我们所读的经文也应该是关于主自己的那些经文
and also likewise the scripture we are concerning relating to the work and the life and work of Christ
不是说是我们应该做这个我们应该做那个这个都是不应该在这种聚会里的读的经文
It's not that something we have to do something this or that
因此上这个聚会是应该让弟兄姊妹们自动的顺着圣灵的感动而有的聚会
And therefore this kind of meeting should be accompanied by the free healing and working the Holy Spirit in the body of believers
每个人都要奉献一些给主
We have to, all of us should give our offering thanks to Him
主是这个聚会的中心
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the focus, central focus of this meeting
主在这个聚会里头要喜乐要得荣耀
And the Lord Jesus Christ himself will be joyous and will receive all the glory and honor
到了该结束的时候那就有弟兄为着这个桌上的饼跟杯来祝谢
and then in the closing of that breaking the bread one brother or sister should offer thanks for the elements of bread and then the wine
只应该是弟兄来为这个杯祝这个饼来祝谢
only the brother offer the thanks
因为根据我们的了解圣经里头在让教会里头是弟兄在带领的。
And rather, the scripture teaches that the brother and that church leadership in this role.
那么以后我会讲到这一方面的事情，让我们的姊妹不要觉得你在教会里的是第二等的这个会友。
And later on, we'll teach about the women's role in the church, and not to put the women as a second-rate citizen.
所以弟兄姊妹们这样的一个聚会是我觉得一个很好的一个掰饼纪念主的聚会
and this kind of a breaking bread is a wonderful sign of meeting of this kind of a need
在这种聚会里的弟兄姊妹们也真正的能够长大
and brothers and sisters can truly grow in this kind of a breaking bread
假如说你只不过到教堂来由一个牧师做两个祷告然后分给你这个对你来说没有任何的意义
but if you have just a pastor hand out the elements and prayer that may not have the true significance of what is talking about the scriptures
因为圣餐的聚会主要的目的是来纪念主的
because the true communion service is to remember the Lord
若是只是一个人在上面花个十几分钟的时间给你一些饼给你一些杯这个你没有任何来进入参加这个敬拜
and then if you have just one pastor give you the elements then you cannot really participate in the breaking of the bread
所以弟兄姊妹们，我所啊盼望弟兄姊妹的是这种的掰饼的聚会。
And this is kind of the expectations I have toward the Lord's Supper.
我们希望能够有机会来实行。
And we hope to be able to initiate this service very soon.
弟兄姊妹们，请你们千万不要以为我在这里要把你们改变成一种什么样子的基督徒。
Now, do not expect that I want to change you to a certain type of Christian.
我个人觉得这个对我是有益处的。
And I personally think this kind of bringing prayer is beneficial to me.
我个人觉得这个是圣经里的所教导的掰饼的聚会。
And I believe this is what the scripture teaches concerning breaking the bread.
所以我就要把这个介绍给弟兄姊妹们。
And that's why I introduce this kind of breaking bread to the brothers and sisters.
我觉得起先的时候，也许我们有一点不习惯。
Now, first of time or so, we might have a little bit of reluctance, not so familiar with this type.
但是慢慢慢慢习惯了之后，我们就会很这个享受这样子的聚会。
But then pretty soon we will truly enjoy this kind of Lord's Supper.
这样子的聚会，你就会觉得你的敬拜的生活是那样子的丰满。
And this kind of worship, you will feel the abundance of feeling of the worship.
那么在下面，我要很快的讲几个掰饼聚会里头的一些的细节的事情。
Now I'd like to spend a couple minutes about what is the meaning, exact meaning behind the breaking the bread.
在哥林多前书十一章二十七节那里讲到，这个无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血的。这个不按理是什么意思？
Now in 1 Corinthians 11:27 it says those who take the blood and drink the blood come unworthily manner. What does it mean to drink and eat unworthy manner?
弟兄姊妹们，这里的所谓不按理是指的在掰饼的时候，在圣餐的之中不守时序。
And that is to say those are unworthy manner is that those who do not obey the rules command of the Lord's Supper that time.
我们看到上下文都告诉我们，在当时圣餐的聚会里头，许许多的人他们不守持序。
And previously, verse 26:1, those are not obeying the rules of the communion service.
那我们来看二十节跟二十一节。
Well, look back to verses 20 and 21.
这是哥林多前书十一章二十节二十一节。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，这个就是这个圣餐了，主餐了。因为吃的时候，个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视上帝的教会，叫他没有的羞愧呢？你看这里第一点，它是没有秩序的。
And first, verse 20 says they did not have order.
第二是没有爱心的。
And the second unworthy matter is that they did not have love.
第三是对神失去了敬虔的心的。
And third, they lost meaning of the respect toward God.
所以当我们来到这个掰饼聚会的时候，我们应该要有敬虔的心。
So likewise, when we come to the Lord's Supper, we ought to have a spirit of reverence.
而且我们彼此之间要有爱心。
And also among ourselves, brothers and sisters, we ought to have love.
并且我们做事要井井有条的，不能够随便。
And then also in our personal daily conduct, we ought to have order and respect.
有一点我要提出来的，就是在当时圣餐的举行是在他们吃饭的时候同时举行的。
Because during the time of First Corinthians was written, the Lord's Supper was held during the supper, regular supper.
就我们今天把这个当作是一个礼仪，所以我们不在吃饭的时候举行的。
And in the Christian church today, Lord's Supper is kind of a ceremonial. It has nothing to do with a regular meal.
但是我觉得这几个原则应该是不变的。
But the, nevertheless, the principle itself does not change.
第二点就是 没有信主的人不应该参加白饼。
And second of all, those who are not Christians are not to participate.
因此上，在一个大的聚会里的举行这个圣餐，有的时候是相当困难的。
And that's why in the large church, in the last mass meeting, to have a communion has some difficulties.
许多的这个教会里头，他们有特别的啊圣餐的礼拜。
Because that's why some churches have a special meeting for Lord's Supper.
在平常聚会的时候，就是信的不信的都来参加。
And during the regular meeting, you have believers, non-believers coming together.
可是，在圣餐礼拜的时候，只有信主的人才参加。
And only during the communion service, only Christians come and participate.
但是我们啊，这个恐怕没有时间。有特别的圣餐的礼拜。
And for us, we do not intend to have a special service for communion service.
所以我们要在掰饼的时候就要讲明了，那些还没有信主的人，欢迎他们来观礼，但是请他们不要去摸这个饼，摸这个杯。
That's why during the breaking the bread service, we do intend to give warning signs and. For those who are not Christians, to not to participate, but to observe.
那么第三点就是我们应该多久举行一次圣餐呢？
And the third is how often should we celebrate the Lord's Supper?
在这件事情上，圣经上没有明显的教训。
And on this, the Bible does not have a clear-cut definition or rule.
但是《使徒行传》二十章第七节里头似乎。跟我们讲了一件事情。
And Acts 20 verse 7 has at least one illustration.
使徒行传二十章第七节，七日的第一日，我们聚会掰饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。
And the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, all talk until midnight.
弟兄姊妹们。这里告诉我们一件事情，好像在初期教会的时候，他们这个掰饼圣餐的时候是在主日来掰饼的。
So the early church celebrated Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day.
而且看到这里的语气，似乎他每主日大家聚会的时候，他们就掰饼。
And from this passage at least, it seems that they had the Lord's Supper every Sabbath.
因此上许许多多有名的传道人他们都主张每一个星期要有掰饼聚会。
And that's why many famous pastors and evangelists prefer to have weekly communion service.
英国的 the Charles Spurgeon, 他就是绝对的主张每一个主日要掰饼。
In the 19th century, famous British theologian and Charles Spurgeon said this as well.
美国在十八世纪有个很有名的传道人，后来是这个Princeton 的这个神学院的院长啊，这 Jonathan Edwards， 他也是主张每一个主日要掰饼。
And also Jonathan Edwards, a theologian from England, also Princeton, also relied on this teaching.
所以，假如说是我们按照圣经的这个教训来着，恐怕我们应该每一个主日要掰饼。
So if we go along with the scripture, then that we ought to have a breaking bread every Sunday.
我觉得这是一个很美的事情。
Of course, that would be a very beautiful thing.
但是我也了解弟兄姊妹们的时间。
But I think we have to understand the time constraint we are in.
所以，我们开始也许。看看是不是我们一个月一次，然后假如主许可的话，也许我们能够这个增加到一个月两次。
And perhaps we can start out the Lord's Supper with a once a month. What kind of bread and wine ought we to use to celebrate Lord's Supper?
弟兄姊妹们，为什么我要讲这些问题
？Now why do I go into this?
因为许许多多的教会就为着这些事情分立。
And you know, a lot of churches.On this very issue.
那些所谓很疏灵的人，他们就在这个地方，就在吹毛求疵。
And a lot of people, so-called spiritual people, they really want to do hair splitting issue to deal with the elements of the Lord's Supper.
很多的教会为着圣餐的礼拜而分立的。
And a lot of churches, as a result of this issue, what elements used is split eventually.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我觉得我应该要向弟兄姊妹们讲的我个人认为圣经的教导。
And that's why I want to tell you that what the scriptures say about the elements we should use.
我觉得圣经里的师父在教训应该用无酵的饼。
And I believe that the scripture teaches use unleavened bread.
弟兄姊妹们请注意，当我讲侍夫的时候，就是在圣经上我找不到一个很明确的教训，我在讲侍夫。
And that it seems that we do not have a very absolute clear cut on the type of bread that we use. That's why we say perhaps.
虽然是侍夫，但是这个也是我们该注意的事情。
And perhaps they use unleavened bread, but we have to take careful note.
为什么我觉得？这个掰饼的时候应该用无酵饼。
Now why we ought to use unleavened bread during the Lord's Supper?
因为在主耶稣基督的那个时候，在这个圣餐的时候，必定是用的无酵饼。
And during Jesus' time, they used this kind of bread.
因为这个圣餐是在逾越节的时候设立的。
Because the Lord's Supper was instituted around.
在那个时候只有无酵饼在犹太人的家里头使用的。
And as you know from Old Testament, during the Passover they used unleavened bread.
而且我觉得用无酵饼还有另外一个意义。
And this bread has other meaning behind this.
因为用无酵饼是这个表明我们的主他的身体是没有罪的。
And this breadrepresent the Lord Jesus Christ by is without sin.
因为我们知道在圣餐里头主耶稣基督说这个饼是我的身体，主的身体是 无罪的，因此上应该用无酵的饼来代替。
Because Jesus Christ says this bread represents my body, the body is without sin, therefore we the Jews use an unleavened bread to represent his body.
那么我们应该用什么酒来这个放在杯里头。
Now what kind of a wine should we use?
我觉得中文的在马太福音那里的翻译得很正确。
And in the Chinese translation, the Matthew passage is quite correct.
你有没有注意刚才我们读马太福音二十六章里的，说是我不再喝这个葡萄汁。
And it says, I will not drink this grape.Wine.
No, it's not wine.
Grape.
Fruit of the vine.
Fruit of the vine in Matthew 26.
就是讲到是葡萄汁是没有发过酵的那个葡萄汁。
And this grapefruit is without fermentation.
今天有些教会里头用葡萄酒那个是不妥当的。
And some churches use grape wine, and I think this is unbiblical.
是在当时所用的应该是没有发酵的葡萄汁。
And again the emphasis here, the fruit of wine, wine is an unfermented kind of drink.
可是弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要忘记这个饼这个酒都是象征性的东西。
But again, the wine, the drink and the bread is a symbolic.
我觉得我们应该尽量的来要求自己合乎圣经上的这些条件。
So what we try to do is as much as possible go along with scripture, what the scripture says.
但是在一种不可能的情况之下
But under special circumstances,
代替品我觉得也没有什么不可以的。
Some substitute, elements of substitute can be given.Then we can do that.
弟兄姊妹们，我讲这个话，有一些属灵人听起来要吓一跳的。
And if you have some special spiritual people, they might be a little flabbergasted by hearing this.
认为我在这里传异端的。
And then I think that I'm heretic in my teaching.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们在神的面前，我们的心要绝对的正直。
But again, our hearts ought to be straight and straightforward before the Lord.
但是我们要明白，我们的神是合情合理的神。
But rather, we should know that our Lord is a righteous and also a rational God.
有一些宣道士，他到一种穷乡僻壤的地方去，他找不到无酵饼。
And let's say take a missionary go down to the boondocks without this kind of bread and wine.
他找不到葡萄汁。
And they cannot find the fruit of the vine drink.
你知道吧，弟兄姊妹们，不是全世界上所有的人都能够找到葡萄汁来喝的。
Because not everyone in the world can find the fruit of wine drink to substitute to use for the elements.
我觉得在那种情况之下，他要找一些其他的果汁来代替，没有什么不妥当的。
And in their circumstances, they can find other fruit to substitute for the fruit of the vine.
我听说有一个宣道士，他到了一个乡下去剥饼，他就用茶来代替葡萄汁。
And I heard one missionary went to a country and then couldn't find any drink, so they used tea to substitute wine.
弟兄姊妹们，最重要的，我们看到那个茶，我们看到那个啊，也许是这个苹果汁，我们有没有说这是主所流的血？
So the important thing is whether we see the wine or tea or apple juice, do we see this is the blood of Christ?
不错，葡萄汁更像血。
Because it seems that the grapefruit wine represents or seems to be blood.
但是葡萄汁并不是血。
On the hand of grape wine is not blood itself.
因此上，苹果汁、茶也没有什么绝对不可以用的。
So other substitutes cannot be any different from grape wine.
我常常讲，我们不能够因为偷懒，我们不能因为取巧就不去啊，按照圣经的教训来做。
But also I want to recognize that we ought not to be lazy to find.Other elements to substitute what can we have?
但是在不可能的情况之下，我觉得代替品是没有什么不可以用的。
But when it's impossible to get those elements, we can find substitutes to replace them.
我相信神会喜欢我们用代替品，他会不喜欢我们为着没有葡萄汁，我们就不举行掰饼的聚会。
But the Lord will be pleased if we find substitutes. But He will not be pleased if we do not celebrate His the remembrance of His supper.
最后一个问题，我们应该用一个饼跟一个杯呢，还是许多的饼跟许多的杯呢？
Now finally, do we use one bread, one cup, or many cups and many pieces of bread to celebrate?
弟兄姊妹们，你不要以为我在讲一些无关重要的事情。
Don't think I'm nitpicking some of the hair splitting issues.
就有不少的那种属灵的人，他们拒绝跟我们一同掰饼。
You know that a lot of so-called spiritual people do not want to have a breaking bread with us.
因为他觉得我们的饼也用得不对，我们的杯也太多。
And because they feel that our bread is the wrong kind, our cups are too many.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得圣经上很明显的教导我们要用一个饼。
And I believe that the Lord, the Bible teaches we have to use one whole bread.
因为一个饼代表一个身体。
Because one piece of bread represents one body.
这是哥林多前书第十章十七节，我们来看看。
And this was said in the First Corinthians 10:17.
哥林多前书第十章十七节那里讲，我们虽多，人是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because there is only one loaf, we are many, are one body, for we are all partakers.
因此上，我个人相信我们应该只用一个饼。
And I believe that we have to use one loaf only.
因为这个是基督的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
基督只有一个身体。
Because There's only body, one body of Christ.
所以有些教会里的拿一这个盒的那些小饼干，那个是不合圣经的。
And a lot of times we see the churches have crackers and spreading out, passing out. That is not biblical.
我们应该用一个饼，然后把它掰开。
Rather, we have one loaf of bread and pick them one by one.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我读圣经读来读去，读不到一个杯的教训。
And on the other hand, I cannot find one cup illustration in the Bible for the blood of Christ.
因此上，我不能接受有人坚持我们在领圣餐的时候一定只准用一个杯。
So I cannot accept that, that some people say we only can have one cup to pass around to each other.
讲到用一个杯，有许许多多的笑话。
Because there can have a lot of laughs and illustrations if you use just one cup.
因为大家怕传染病。
Because everybody is afraid of epidemic or something spreading things.
平常都坐在后排。
And a lot of people sit in the back.
对不对？平常都坐在后排，一到了这个圣餐礼拜，大家都坐前面来了。
And then when it comes to the Lord's Supper, a lot of people will come to the front for that very purpose.
对，假如要传嘛，我传给他，不要他传给我，对不对？
Well, the idea is that I can spread to somebody else, not people to me.
还有些人比较疏灵一点，就不大好意思。
And then some people are more spiritual, they're kind of not becoming.
所以就特别带一个很干净的手绢，不一看到一拿来，然后再喝。
And then they will bring a handkerchief, and just before they drink, they wipe it off, and then they have a sip.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这是很不必要的。
And I think the brother says that is unnecessary in many points.
圣经上没有一处讲到只能有一个杯。
Because no word does the Bible say you only have one cup.
而且我个人觉得，这个主的这个血是一个活的泉水。
Because I believe that the blood of Christ is a living foundation.
对 ，living fountain. 对，弟兄姊妹们。主的肋旁的那个血是一个活泉。
Because the blood came from the Lord's side is a living fountain of life.
我觉得用多的杯子更能够表明这个泉的这个丰盛。
Because when we use illustration, use many cups to illustrate the living fountain of the Lord Jesus Christ is much more appropriate.
在属灵的上面啊，我们能够看到有这样子的好处。
And spiritually we see the great benefit of that.
在实际上又可以卫生又可以方便。
And practically it's much more hygienic and healthy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我是主张在擘饼的时候要用小杯的。
And I believe that when we have the breaking bread, we use small cups for the fruit of the vine.
我觉得没有理由要拼命坚持一个大杯。
And there's no reason to hold only one cup.
好了，弟兄姊妹们啊，我们这个讲擘饼的时候应该讲的够多了。
And I think this is a fairly good illustration of what the breaking the bread is all about.
弟兄姊妹们，在结束之前，我要提醒你们这一件事情。
But just before you receive, I want to have one reminder.
掰饼主要的目的是纪念主。
Again, the communion service is to remember the death and resurrection of our Jesus Christ.
让我们对主有更深的认识。
So that we can have deep understanding of knowing the Lord.
让我们跟主之间有个更亲密的交通。
So that our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ much more, can be much more deeper.
一方面也增进这个基督身体的这个意识。
And also further understand the body of Christ and its meaning.
任何在擘饼上面的事情，妨碍的这两方面，我觉得都是不符合圣经的教训。
Because any other teaching that comes in between what we said is not biblical.
今天有许许多多的人为了坚持用什么样子的饼，什么样子的杯啊，几个杯就不跟其他的人一同来掰饼，我觉得这个是不合神的教训。
Because there are some churches without fellowship one another because they want to insist how many cups and how many pieces of loaves should have. That kind of idea should not be existed.
掰饼原来 是为了让弟兄姊妹们亲爱的，怎么到为了这个掰饼而让弟兄姊妹们分离？这个怎么能够是主的教训？
Because the hard lesson of the company is to have the body of Christ living together and to participate, but to split over certain issue like that is unthinkable.
无论做什么事情，我们都要明白主的心意。
And therefore, whatever we do or say, we have to know the heart of the Lord in that.
先符合大的原则，然后才去讲到一些的细节。
Because we ought to know the greater picture, the principle behind what we do in small detail things.
弟兄姊妹们，讲完了这个掰饼的聚会，我们就应该要守圣餐。
And now we are ready to have the Lord's Supper.
假如主许可，我们下个月就开始。
And Lord willing, we can begin next month.
那么我们需要买这个饼跟这个杯这些东西，我们都需要办。
And we're going to begin to buy the loaf and the cups.
特别需要的弟兄姊妹们，我们要预备好我们的心。
Especially we want to prepare our hearts and minds for this.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.